We all need help. Father God, thank you so much for this body, this group, this family that you've allowed me, that you would just bring forth your word, and if anything I say is not of you, that you would just not allow me to say it. We just thank you for all you're going to do for us. It's in your mighty name we pray. Amen. Before I continue, Mom, hello, I am here. She usually gives up by this time, figuring if I don't start it, I'm not here. So, but I'm here. I'm not sure where I heard this saying. I may have made this up. It could happen. But the title of this message that I did today is called Right Now. Right Now. But this thing that I've heard or made up, but I've said often, like I said, I don't know, I may have made it up, but it really does speak to me about issues that I seem to be dealing with. And it kind of underscores the need we all face in our personal lives as well as in the church today. And the saying is simply this, is when we focus so much time dwelling on the if-onlys, then we lose focus on the what now. And when we lose focus on what now, we are completely unprepared for what's next. I don't know where I heard that, but that has stuck with me over the years. Stop focusing on the if-onlys. And I think the reason is I focused on that a lot, or have in the past. That's all I ever did, was focus on the if-onlys. If only I had done this. If only I had pursued music instead of where I ended up. If only I had gone left when I should have gone right. Anything you do or have done, you can second guess all you want on your if-onlys. But that doesn't change the fact that you're here now. If only I had pushed a little harder and pursued my music career, maybe I would have been in an orchestra one day. Instead of standing up here and worshiping the Lord. That's not an if only. That's a why. Why did I learn? I truly believe that why I learned to fiddle around in church was for the purpose that I fiddle around in church. Second Corinthians chapter 5, starting at verse 16. Now, please bear in mind, this was literally thrown together at 4:30 this morning after about the second or third cup of coffee. I don't remember. 2 Corinthians 5, 16 and 17 says, "So we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. At one time, we thought of Christ merely from a human point of view. How differently we know him now. This means that everyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. There's no more if-onlys." Then Romans chapter 6, verse 6 through 8. Again, forgive me for jumping around. It says, "We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We're no longer slaves to sin. For when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. And since we died with Christ, we know we will also live with Christ. No more if onlys. So here we go with a new year, 2025. And I, for one, I'm kind of excited to see where God's leading us. My friend Apostle Harvey has a saying he always used. He said, God is up to something if you hear that right. He would say that and say that and say that. And it's true, he's up to something. But we got to hear what he's up to something. I'm excited to see where God is leading us. Or in other words, what's next? I'm excited, and I will admit I'm a little anxious. The last year and a half has been kind of challenging. But through God's grace, we pushed through together as a group. We have, I believe, become closer. Relationships have become deeper. The future of this group or church is not only within these walls, but the church body itself is starting to answer a call to a type of pioneering spirit that is leading all of us, driving some of us into an exciting time of unity and power and focus that is going to result in a time of revival sweeping across the city, across this nation, like we've never seen before. A time right now. In my prayers this week, what would you have me say, Lord? What do you got to say to me? Over and over and over, he said, right now. And I was confused. Did he mean me, WRIGHT, right now? Or right now? The answer to that was yeah. But that word right now is not just for me, it's for the body. It's for this congregation. It's for this region in the United States. Time is right now. There's no more if onlys. We can't look back. The time is now to seek the Spirit of God in every heart, in every mind, with every touch, with every breath. Can you hear me now? So we can't look back. The time is now to seek the Spirit of God. There's an adventure lying ahead of us, not behind us. We are instructed by Scripture to plow ahead and not look back. Luke chapter 9, verse 62. This is a hard scripture. This is a plain point of fact. This is it, people. Jesus told him, anyone who puts hand to a plow and then looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Wow. I think he's trying to tell us something. What that kind of refers to in that day, if you were to plow a field, you had one hand on the plow, one hand on the animal, whether it be an oxen or a mule or whatever. And if you were to turn and look back, your row would get off. If you look back, if you have one hand on the plow, and you look back, it says it is not fit for the kingdom of God. It's a little straightforward, isn't it? It is my belief, moving forward, we are building more and more and more relationships that we didn't expect. It's true with Terry and I. We're hanging out with some pretty weird people. And we fit in really well. Because we are one. We went and we were asked to play at one of Pat's meetings. That's kind of a home group for people with the prophetic gift. I was assaulted by prophets. Every one of them was saying things to me that have already been said to me before. They're usually in the back row there, and they tell me a lot of things there. God is up to something, if you can hear that right. But this new way, this way forward, this new congregation, which is inside these walls, which is in outside these walls, we're going to come together under the name of Christ, and exciting things are going to happen. That's my belief for this next year. I'm looking forward to it. I encourage everybody to get involved. If you see something going on outside, and doesn't matter if it's us, keep coming to us. We need you here. Go see what God's up to. This worship night that we're having the second Sunday, it's still new. We're just starting it out. But to bring people who, so far most of the people are not strangers to us, because they've been here before. And the worship is just that. We're not here to have, it's not a jam session talent show. No, this is other people outside the walls of this church willing to come in here, sit with us, and worship together. That's key. That's going to bring about so much stuff here. I know that will. That's moving forward. Terry and I have been invited many places. Y'all know that we go play other places. We've played all over Kansas. We survived. Been to Warrensburg a couple times. Played down in Clinton at a place called The Well. It was so much fun worshiping God. It was not a program. They're not programs. It's not a talent show. Soon, we really hope that you all will meet our friends from Independence. They are spirit-led worshipers. The problem with him, who's just amazing, is you can't get him to stop. That's not a problem. But that's the future of us. And I'm not saying anything or declaring anything as a point of authority here. I'm just telling you what God's telling me. Exciting things are going to happen. And new people are coming. And there's new people out there that we need to go see. If it takes us sitting out on the side stoop on a Sunday evening, I think we need to do that. it's okay to be weird. It's okay to see what God's doing. It's okay to brag about what God is doing in your life, in other lives. If you have a testimony, share it. Brag about what God's doing in your life, not this building. That's not it. I had gone up to see a back surgeon, ready to schedule a surgery because of two vertebrae out of place. And when I got there, I was in no pain. Guys prayed for me. And the surgeon wanted to know, well, when you want to do this? What's your pain level today? I said, I don't have any. What? I said, I don't have any pain. And he was kind of dumbfounded, wasn't he? Like he didn't believe me. And I asked him, if you were without pain, would you have the surgery? No. There's your answer. Brag about what God does for you. I'm going to finish with Isaiah 43:19. Now, this is all in the New Living Translation. It says, for I am about to do something new. You see, I've already begun. You see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. It's not the time to sit back, dwell on what ifs. It's not the time to sit and just be comfortable. Let's just watch and see what God is going to do. Get involved. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Pray for me. God is up to something. You can hear that, right? So in a few minutes, we're going to go downstairs and we're going to, please, everybody, eat food. I pray that today, through the worship, maybe the few scriptures, that you have been fed. And that if there is anything that we can do, anything I can do, I won't speak for anybody else, anything I can do that can help you today. If you need to be prayed for, if you need me just to shut up and go downstairs and eat, all you have to do is ask. Thank you all. Especially want to thank Pastor Terry for believing in me a year ago. Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for this day, for this gathering. We ask that you would bless this time together, this meal together, that you would bless the food, bless all the hands that prepared it. And Lord, we look forward to what's next. We're excited to see what you will do. And for all of that, we will give you the glory. It's in Jesus' name that we pray, and the church said,